You know, it's incredibly rewarding to be a small business owner. Yeah, God, it is. Because, you know, when I get my podcasting shoes custom made by the finest slipperies in all of Los Angeles, and those slipper bills just keep mounting, I just think to myself, you're doing it for the people, Henry. You're doing it for the people. And I'm passionate about my work, and I have a lot on the line. So let Verizon help champion your small business dream. Whether you own a small business, or scaling one, or starting one from scratch, you need Verizon Small Business Days. From April 22nd through April 28th, you can partner with Verizon business experts for small business support. During Verizon Small Business Days, you can receive a free tech check with a one-on-one meeting with a Verizon business expert. Plus, Verizon business experts will provide you with personalized advice and solutions that are tailored to your specific small business needs. Remember, there's no such thing as small businesses, only small people. Don't miss out. Book an appointment today. Just call 1-800-483-4428 or go to Verizon.com/small business.
Whatever job you need to do out there, grab the right tool to get it done. The new F-150 with an available hybrid engine and up to 7.2 kilowatts of pro power on board to power things on the go. It's not a tool you'll hang in a tool shed, but you can certainly use it to build one. The new 2024 Ford F-150. Tough this smart can only be called F-150.
Available starting early 2024. Optional features, the owner's manual for important operating instructions.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast.
On the left.
Side stories.
Live from your glade.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
Ben Kissel.
Yep.
Today I would like to start with a cross-examination of you and your people.
Why?
I came upon some documents. I was researching various
projects. We didn't have any examination. How am I already in cross-examination?
You're in crossfire. It's a crossfire.
This is crossfire?
And honestly, I'm about to put you to the coals. I'm about to take you through the ringer. I'm about to throw you upon the floor of questions,
okay,
needing answers.
I mean, I can give you answers.
First of all, your great uncle Werner von Braun, the Nazi that started the rocketry program.
He was not
my
uncle.
America. And I'm just saying, he was very close to you personally. Your family, he was very close to, and he was close to he was spiritually a cousin.
My uncle was too fat to get into the military and too dumb to be a cop.
Honestly, that's what kept him good.
Okay.
But Werner von Braun, I was reading into the apparently WikiLeaks, there was a release that apparently Werner von Braun, this is according to the woman that became his mouthpiece later on in his life when he was dying on his deathbed, Carol Rawson.
Oh, okay.
That was I believe a doctor. I don't know. She said she started off as a teacher, but ended up being Werner von Braun's right hand man when he couldn't move his body anymore.
Oh, wow. Okay. And kind of like that, what was it? Helen Hunt in that movie where she masturbated that man.
Off the guy. Yeah.
But she was a hero for that.
Well, what's nice about jerking off an old Nazi is that, you know, when he's done is when the right hand goes up.
Okay.
Because just dust shoots out otherwise.
Uh-huh.
But Werner von Braun said that he believed that we would be justifying the use of space weapons and control of the world via space weapons.
Yeah.
The first, it would start with the idea of blaming terrorism after World War II.
Sure.
If it didn't lead immediately to World War with Russia, right? He said that it would start into terrorism, what he called rogue nations. So technically he kind of called it, right?
Okay.
And then he said that the United States would blame an asteroid. Something like that, or some kind of weird esoteric event, maybe some kind of new disease, right? The idea that, I don't know, mm-hmm. I don't know why. The panic ensues. Yeah, esoteric. Yes, yeah. Very much so. And then, he said, the very last chapter of U.S. deception to the world would be faking an alien invasion. And that's actually part of that led to the lead up of the reveal of these videos in December of 2017, the TikTok uh-huh. video, the gimbal video. And what that's supposed to do is try to stoke this idea that maybe the reason why we're showing off some of this material, that maybe the material in that TikTok video,
right.
Listen to me, look at me, look at me
looking
in the fucking eyes.
I am listening. I have headphones on. I'm actually hearing, you're blaring in my head.
In the gimbal, in the GoFast
VHS videos. What they were, they're actual U.S. technology that we are showcasing to China specifically to say, look what we got. And this is only from 2004.
Right.
And what we're trying to do is fake a coming alien invasion. Or is there a coming alien invasion? And that the gimbal and the Tic Tac videos that we saw are the material that we put together in haste, right? And quick, we had to slap all this shit together because the aliens are indeed coming. Who do you believe?
Could be. Welcome to Side Stories, everyone. Ben Kissel hanging out with Henry Zebrowski. I'm just happy you didn't tell that to your wife, and I'm happy you're still married. You did.
I did.
And her reaction?
I think she had headphones on. But we were talking all week. We were in Stephenville, Texas.
We had a great time this week. Stephenville, Texas. Don't go for the food, but stay for the aliens, because the people, man, it was fascinating to hear those stories.
They're thick with it. But
they really are.
It really is. What the UFO topic it brings up is so many layers, so many different things. It's the only thing that kept, I believe, all of us from being beaten to death.
It was a bizarro world. Every other place you go, you mention UFOs, conversation's over. Get out of here, nerd.
Stops.
And in Stephenville, Texas, it opens up even the hardest minds, people that don't want to interact with anybody. That's why they live in Stephenville, Texas, which is a small town surrounded by even smaller towns and a military base. But when you mentioned UFOs, every single person was like, I saw one. My mom saw one.
It was crazy.
It was nuts.
And one statistic we did learn, and then I looked up, and it's true. 75% of couples where one believes in UFOs and the other does not fall apart.
You know, that's really interesting. They should start asking that on eHarmony.
They should.
Because they say that one of the best indicators to see if you'll be compatible, it's not dick size and vagina size. It's horror or comedy.
It's horror, it's comedy. And also, I think that one of the big ones back in the day was, do you like the taste of beer?
Really?
It's a very divisive thing. If one does and one doesn't, it doesn't hurt. But I actually don't understand. You're still getting drunk.
Well,
I mean,
isn't.
You could still whine. Like, Natalie doesn't like beer, but she doesn't mind that I drink beer because she knows that I just need to smile. She knows I need to smile.
Yeah, and you got to be a burpy boy every now and again. Otherwise, you're going to go towards the rotating fan that kills you in Willy Wonka.
But the reason why I got deep into the Wernher von Braun information, I've been listening to a lot of hardcore UFO podcasts.
Do they like talk about Nazis a lot, I guess.
It does come up.
Yeah.
The idea of a Nazi breakaway group that tried to go to space directly after World War II, but subsequently died.
What would they be escaping from? Why would they have? Why
I don't
they
know.
Want to do that?
I don't know. They seem to really got. Then they went to all the way through space to the beautiful planet known as Argentina.
Argentina.
But this idea, this thing called, I forget what it's called. It's like Nizium. I forgot what the term was. I have it written down somewhere. We're going to cover it for the last podcast on the left. We're going to do a whole thing with breakaway civilizations very soon. You're going to love it.
I can't wait.
But it's really, like, I'm listening to a lot of this stuff, and the idea of, as soon as CIA people get involved, because now it's all about like CIA guys who come out of the woodwork to talk about the UFO scenario, the UAP, because obviously
I don't trust one of them.
You should not.
Nope.
Because each one describes how they're the one with the secret information. That guy is actually a disinfo agent. Anybody who's not them is a disinfo agent, but then each layer they have to add to the UFO story just makes it more convoluted. It just makes it crazier. Like this idea that the Tic Tac video, when it was revealed, this is the central idea, is really interesting. The way the mental gymnastics, where the Tic Tac video was revealed,
right,
and that thing that's in that video is current US technology that we have developed around the time of 2004 to 2006.
Okay.
And that who knows where we're at now with these things like the spheres with the cube in it, that those things, what the Tic Tac video is, what the gimbal video is, what the GoFast video is a sneak peek at our missile defense technology.
Could be.
And then it's flagging to the other countries with nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
Try to hit us. You can't hit us because we got these things that to you look like aliens.
Well, let's not test it out. That would be the best, because I think we had drones yet at that time. But then again, you never know. We got to audit the Pentagon. But that's for a whole nother conversation where then I scream and no one likes to hear that.
Well, because when you're screaming, that's when everybody runs.
Yeah. We actually spoke with a retired constable in Stephenville, and Henry did tell me that that you guys had a small person conversation because you guys were both about the same height. I'm going to give you 5'7".
I was bigger than him.
You may have been. And he told you that he didn't trust me because you never know what someone my size is going to do.
It was really funny because you were standing so peacefully. You were standing peacefully with your arms at your sides. And he was like, come here, honey. What's old boy's deal? I was like, he's just standing there. He's, you know, he's waiting. You know, we're setting up, doing a thing. And he's just like,
you know, never know what them big boys can do. They're rowdy. They do a bunch of stuff. You never know what he's going to rip this place apart.
And I was like, he would have shot you in the head if it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
You're lucky you have representation.
Absolutely. In that case, your stature really did come in handy. And God knows how many people that man did kill. But he also saw a UFO, so we had to speak with
him. We had to speak with him.
Absolutely. Well, also, we have one. And again, we're not just filling this up with corrections the entire episode.
No.
But everyone was like, the duck was attacked.
Well, this, no one says okay. This. Well, so we saw the footage.
I saw Hero of the Week. All right, okay, I saw Hero of the Week in that duck, yes. Okay?
So last week, Kissel, obviously, I mean, he chose it, so there's going to be a problem with it. So Kissel chose this goose with this woman, a topless woman, that defended her pet goose from an eagle.
From an eagle, yes.
But then, right after the show, as always happens, there was video from her ring light, whatever the ring things on her doorbell ring thing, right? And that video got released. And we
big
see this very attractive woman covering up her breasts, right? We do see the eagle come in.
Eagle is there.
Eagle attacks. Goose sitting on the, technically peacefully, who knows? I actually view all geese always at a low level of aggression.
Absolutely.
Even
and
when
that's
they're just sitting.
They need to be respected because they're very scary and they can take down a plane.
Yes, but then this eagle comes in to attack the goose. Woman comes out with her tits out. Awesome. Great
fantastic
footage. Love the footage.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you see she didn't need to defend this goose. The reverse of the footage shows that the eagle was trying to get away from the goose, because the goose had the eagle's ass in its mouth as it was going away. So it's this idea that, so technically she's a hero just for her just
big old boobies.
Yes.
So she still counts. Also, that's a Canadian goose. You got to leave our American eagle alone.
You leave our eagle alone.
You know what I see every time?
It's not a bald eagle. Wasn't a bald eagle.
Okay. Every time. Either way, I think they're blind. Every time I look at the American flag, I always say, you leave that flag alone. My grandfather fought against that flag in World War II. It's really fun.
And it beat him, and so you respect it.
And speaking of fun little animals, there's a story out there. My God, why are we creating everything from every horror movie?
Oh,
we deciding to create the dystopian hellscape that only John Carpenter could come up with?
Well, last week we did Transhumanism Part 2. We talked a little bit about this concept of CRISPR technology, which
did
I did not understand.
Did we get flagged on that episode?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. Wow. Did we get flagged for COVID misinformation, Fernando? Do you know? Who knows? I hope so. But Transhumanism 2, we talked about CRISPR technology, which is this idea of it's retail gene therapy. And I actually learned about how they kind of do it, which is what they do is it's supposed to be a created piece of DNA that then lays seamlessly inside of our DNA, fixing some problem. But the way that do it, because I asked, like, how do they do that?
Sure.
And apparently, one of the ways that they do it is that they put it almost in like a virus style, like a created virus that has that CRISPR DNA in it. And then they infect you with the virus. And then the virus goes throughout your system. And then it distributes that DNA amongst your cells.
So this could theoretically be used for good.
They're saying they actually think that they're really close to beating sickle cell anemia using CRISPR technology.
Get on with it. But God, it seems like 2022 sickle cell anemia. What? We got to have that cured by now.
I'd say we fix it. I'm anti it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we hear last it's podcast also, left. We are majorly anti sickle cell anemia.
It's a scary name too.
It is.
The sickle.
That's what's
scary
awesome about it. But the thing is, what we're also trying to maybe it's going to reveal to us about CRISPR technology is that we don't fully know how it works.
There may be a lot of unintended consequences. One of those unintended consequences is creating mutant rage filled hamsters.
Yes, dude.
This is absolutely needless. A team of scientists in the U.S., they accidentally created an overly aggressive mutant hamster with this gene technology, again, the CRISPR, or not the CRISPR, because that sounds like a chip that tastes really good, like Hidden Valley Ranch.
You never called the refrigerator the CRISPR, or like where you put the vegetables the CRISPR?
I never opened that drawer. So they tried to help out these hamsters. They turned out to be Syrian hamsters. I guess they got them from Syria.
Yep.
And then they're doing all this stuff.
Why so Syrian?
You really nailed it. And so they're doing all this hamster stuff, right? And then they inject them with this CRISPR stuff.
Well,
and then they turned out to be very upset about that. And then they changed these hamsters into supervillains. And
it's amazing. The footage, the pictures of, so what they were supposed to be doing is that they were supposed to increase bond bonding and cooperation.
It didn't work
the critters
at all.
Because they view, for some reason, I actually don't particularly understand how this works, where they're like, hamsters live in a society very similar to humans, which I don't really understand. I don't see anybody doing mukbang amongst a group of hamsters.
Well, sometimes they do try to fight over a piece of lettuce and end up kissing. I saw that footage.
And that is cute. But what they wanted to do, they wanted to create this, like, I guess, ultra bonded group of hamsters.
Why?
I don't know.
Why even? Just what is this? Is the thing with, I know,
give
he's
them a
like,
hobby, make them a team sport,
believe all science. Sure, I get it. But sometimes, what you guys doing in there?
Hey guys,
what you guys doing in there? Are you fucking with the hamsters?
Yeah, we're trying to make them fuck more. We're trying to really create a bit of a hamster orgy here for our own delights.
Yes, because what they were trying to do, again, as Henry just said, was regulate teamwork and friendship. And then according to Professor H. Elliot Albers, he says, we were really surprised by the results.
Oh, yeah.
Because the opposite happened.
Yes, because they dropped it in, and they don't really know is that all of a sudden, all of the hamsters in the group that they had put this new CRISPR DNA in to eliminate what they called the vasopressin activity, which they thought would reduce aggression. But they are now starting to think that maybe whatever that shit is has some repression stuff in there as well, because they all started attacking same-sex conspecific like other creatures. So all the dude hamsters would just start viciously attacking all the other dude hamsters by pushing them down, pinning them, doing all sorts of weird hamster
wrestling.
Like, would do like, but they were like biting each other and fighting, and you know, it's a lot. And I guess honestly, it's kind of crazy to watch all the lady hamsters scissor it out. And I've seen some videos. Our friend Nadia White makes some of those wrestling videos.
Well, I think like, there is an ex-hamster website out there, but I'm not sure if that's still around.
No.
So the scientists said, we don't understand this system as well as we thought we did. So anyway, I'm just happy that they started on hamsters, I guess. But the sad thing is, I think you got to kill the hamsters unless you go to hamster jail for a little while, or you get a hamster therapist in there.
I think therapist could really help. I think if they could figure out how to squeak some of these problems out amongst each other, they would not. I mean, maybe they could figure out how to fight and understand. Now let's turn our aggression against the scientists.
And you know that we always honor the mice, mouse.
We do,
because
now
there's one statue of a mouse that says thank you for because we killed a bunch of them, right?
Oh yes.
And now obviously we're killing all of these little hamsters. Well,
it sounds like we're just making them stronger and able to fight back.
So I'm not sure exactly what this means for the hamster community. Hopefully these hamsters can find a home somewhere with someone who knows how to handle aggressive, angry, mutant, rage-filled hamsters.
Dude, they need to be in the same hospital that Mike Myers is in at the top of Halloween, the remake. When he's in the circle, then they got to look at him, and he's like standing there.
The Rob Zombie Halloween.
Yes. Is that Rob Zombie Halloween?
I believe
Halloween. That's the new one.
Not the Rob Zombie Halloween. It's fascinating content.
Yeah, this is fascinating.
It's not Halloween Kills, though, because that one spent a little too much time in the hospital.
It did. But I did like everybody getting together. We got to kill Michael. But that's not the only aggressive animal we're seeing.
No, it's not.
Here's another aggressive animal out there. And again, we had received a group of corrections saying, like, don't touch a dolphin. If it's washed itself up, don't push it back in.
Dolphins breathe air. And it's like,
Do. But honestly, you got to be careful out there if you even see a dolphin. And I actually know this from personal anecdote that you're not supposed to get anywhere close to a dolphin.
What's your personal anecdote?
I'll get into it. So this aggressive dolphin was found on the coast of North Padre Island, and they believe that he is a threat to human and animal safety. He is a threat. They don't know what he's doing. And they said that he has entered what is called stage 4 aggression.
Why don't they focus on us?
Texas has got a lot of problems.
Maybe focus on aggressive people for now, and then we can work our way into the animal kingdom, and then we can figure out, like, what makes lemurs happy? Like, we can figure that out later.
Because right now it seems to be really frowned upon to take somebody like Greg Abbott, put a fucking bag over his head, drag him to the back of a van and take him someplace in the middle of nowhere and make him show him true fear, right? Like, that would make people really upset. Mm-hmm. But you can do that to a dolphin. And that's why it's easier. It's less complicated to do to a dolphin.
I see.
But the dolphin, what they're saying is what's hard is that it appears to be friendly. So the dolphin has grown completely accustomed to humans, which is a part of the problem of pushing them into the water, right? But they said that, like, they're like, it's fine. They're seeing marks on it, which means it's getting incredibly close to boats, and it seems to be getting rid of its family and approaching humans. But what it's doing is, if you're swimming with your kid, this dolphin will come in and start pushing your kid away from you. Like, it's this weird shit, right?
Whoa.
And they're saying it's these dolphins, like, playing, but they are, a lot of times the way they play will fucking kill you. They'll just snap your neck.
Well, they're still dolphins. I mean, these are massive animals. These are big time creatures. They also were saying that they are isolating their pets. So little dogs will go, I'm a dog. What's up? And then the dolphin would be like, I'm your friend. But then it's like much like Pennywise the clown. The dolphin is not the dog's friend.
Well, we heard that story from our producer friend. The idea of like when they were in Alaska, how the orcas would learn to chew up food. The orcas would learn to chew up fish, spit it out onto a dock so that dogs would come out to get the fish, and then they jump up and get the fucking dogs.
Come on.
This is the thing that dolphins can do, but...
We also heard some interesting information on the Alaskan bush people.
They are exactly as imagined.
They really are.
But the dolphin, I know it, when it appears to be friendly, is aggressive, because I remember there was one time that my mother went to the beach, and it was this nice little place where she lives.
What
and
does she wear at the beach? Kind of a bikini?
Disgusting. You're disgusting. I'll attack you. I will literally drop kick you across the table. But she went out on the beach, and as always, it's like this dolphin. Now you have to go watch the dolphins. It's so nice to watch the dolphins.
Sure, watch the dolphins.
And this one dolphin broke away from a pack, and my mom is like, Henry Thomas, you wouldn't believe when the dolphin removed its head up out of the water. I knew it was your pop-up saying hello. That's her thing. Every time an animal approaches her, she says it's our grandfather saying hello.
Why she always does did this. He like dolphins?
No,
or?
Nothing. No, he was from Queens.
Okay, so he wouldn't even know how to be a dolphin.
No, no clue. He would know. He wants nothing to do with dolphins. Dolphins are from Miami.
Maybe if she had like a piece of pizza that had like a smile on it, she could be like, it looks like Papa.
But the lifeguard started frantically blowing the whistle because my mom was in front of this dolphin and it's like smiling at her and bobbing up and down. And then the lifeguard came and got my mom and says, like, you got to stop doing it. She's like, but the dolphin was saying hello to me. And he's like, when the dolphin exhibits friendly behavior like that, a lot of times what it means, they're also about to exhibit extreme sexual behavior as well. And so my mom was just almost like furiously sexually assaulted by a dolphin.
Well, I'm very happy that that didn't happen. So no one really knows what's going on here. Biologists say the dolphin shows more aggressive
behavior. Would
have
been good for the show, though.
If your mother was fucked to death by a dolphin.
She would have been fucked to death. She
would have been.
At some point, the Polish Italian to kick in there, and you know you got to take control.
Yeah. No.
You start riding.
It wouldn't have helped the show because it's a story that would be deeply traumatizing to you. And it would be one of those things where I think if I brought it up, then you would be like, okay, I get it. But
I'll tell you what, every single time Eddie wore one of his fun little jerseys, I'd be pissed. Yeah. He'd have to get rid of his whole Dolphin fandom.
The Miami Dolphins, one of our many friends, our favorite football team, their favorite football team is the Miami Dolphins. Everything would trigger you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would be horrible. And then you would say, why is he crying at the aquarium? And you say, my mom was fucked to death by a dolphin.
We need to poison these rapists.
Yeah, but then no one would even have sympathy for you because the story would be kind of funny.
Yes.
So anyway, don't fuck with dolphins.
Mm-mm.
And we have one more. We do have one more animal story, but let's separate the animal stories.
Yeah.
Let's get into...
we got some true crime.
Let's do Zodiac.
Well, this guy, actually not quite certain. Email side stories, lpotl@gmail.com. If you know why he refers to himself as the Chinese Zodiac Killer. So this is Jesse Bartlett.
Yes.
He is now being accused of sending threatening letters in which he has claimed to eat flesh. He murdered people. He sent hundreds of letters, and he said that but right now they only have him on the letters.
Right.
They're saying that he's being charged with mailing threatening letters, and he faces up to 5 years in prison.
All right. So who knows what this guy is all about, but I think he's given himself this nickname.
I think so. Yes. He called himself the Chinese Zodiac Killer. He called himself Aleister Crowley.
Oh, that's too cliche. Yes. As Henry said, he claimed to have killed multiple people and eaten their flesh. However, he also threatened to murder more, including an unidentified bus driver. And bus drivers, you better leave my bus driver
alone.
You better leave my bus driver alone.
But he was caught placing a brown package into a postal box, and this is in Waterton, New York, I believe.
And that's a federal crime. You mess with the mail, you're messing with Uncle Sam.
Yeah, because that's what he says right here. According to one of his letters, every month since November, I have killed both male and females. It is possible that I'm killing individuals whose identities are impossible to track, i.e. homeless, runaways, illegal immigrants, and destroying all evidence so efficiently.
You know what I hate about this? Number one, if he is telling the truth, it's truly horrible. But as we know from the Riddler, from the Batman,
yeah.
City of Demons itself.
No one's making more Riddler noises.
I love
that There needs
movie.
To be more Riddler noises. Why? Oh, the bad name!
Well, I'm sure your audition went fantastic.
They wouldn't let me in the building.
I know. But the thing is, with the Riddler, he kills the powerful.
Yes.
I got no respect. Not that I respect anyone who kills anybody, but killing runaways or homeless people, come on. What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Not some edgy, bad supervillain. You're just a jackass. So apparently, he dropped 21 envelopes into the U.S. Postal Service's in boxes in Waterton and Clayton, another 21 in the same Waterton bin, and then further investigation found all 42 letters were consistent with those written by the Chinese Zodiac. But as you said, Henry, he has not been charged with murder, but this is not his first run-in with the law. In 2010, he fatally shot a former friend who allegedly invaded his home and threatened to kill him, but he was cleared on self-defense charges. So he does have at least one kill for confirmed.
Well, you know what's fucked up is that he was a school bus driver.
Wow.
Which actually kind of like tracks. Because I remember some of those school bus drivers, not to malign them at all. You're a first line of defense.
No, there's some that were just horrible.
Yeah, but I remember a couple of them that were like, they shouldn't have been driving hogs.
No.
Never mind children. Like, they should not have been anyway. They should have been delivering coffee pots.
Right.
But they would drive the children and they would be obviously very hammered.
I remember I had one bus driver yelling at her.
You'd be like, we'll turn this damn bus around, like from Billy Madison.
Yeah, one bus driver definitely just smelled like whiskey as I got older. I was like, oh, that was that. And I had my other bus driver, she was very sweet, but she told me all about Ross Perot. She loved Ross Perot.
My mom worshipped Ross Perot.
There's something about that old man that ladies love.
They
Who
fucking
knows?
Loved it. Apparently he is very interested in the occult and black magic, and he included a lot of symbolism in his letters. I mean, I actually don't know if he's done anything, but he was found with he had 7 guns with high capacity magazines in his house. So
probably
he might have been
need those.
No. I think he might have been preparing to do something. Straight up, prosecutor said straight up that Bartlett has stated to them that he is a sexual predator and he has been on the hunt for your women at all times.
You know what? Believe people when they tell you who they are. And
I
so
do.
I'll just say, okay.
All right, you're a fucking asshole then.
Yep.
I fucking hate you then, bro.
And it sounds like you're a real risk.
I have already killed someone in the New York area. Hear my prophecy. I will kill again. Hell wants more souls. I'm a sexual predator and a killer among the living. I am not hiding. I'm very easy to find because I need to be found. But I must test you.
Which is really sad.
This guy's a douchebag.
What a fucking bitch.
Yeah,
it's
what
like, whatever,
bitch.
Man. It's like, yeah, why are you writing this letter? You're
how
just
hard?
Like, you sound like you just want to write letters.
Also, how difficult were the ciphers to solve? Not to malign again.
They were very difficult. But
were they?
Oh, yes. Incredibly difficult. They're still, because we covered again about how they just revealed that they had cracked the Zodiac cipher again, but it's always kind of weird. And then he says,
I made it clear that I would make an example of anyone who has knowledge of me that refuses to educate the public of my existence. Listen, you better tell everybody.
Okay.
You
okay.
have to tell people, because if not, will I be the Chinese Zodiac killer? I think not. I'm just going to be Jesse. So what I'm going to need y'all to do, honestly, this is on you to tell people, because if you honestly, because y'all have PR people.
So
right?
He's doing a word of mouth campaign. To
it's
a
grassroots
super
campaign.
Grassroots.
Getting in there. I'm doing one subscription at a time.
You know, you're supposed to, as a supervillain, not want to be caught.
And it just sounds like he does a thing for Substack. It sounds like he works for Substack because it's like,
each monthly letter contains my current kill count and whether or not I feasted on the flesh of my victims. But you're going to have to subscribe to see that.
There is no way that
he did
that.
All behind a Patreon wall, so.
You can't be an arch villain for monetary gain.
No, he's just doing it. He's just saying that this is what he does, his monthly letters. It's a literal newsletter. He's doing what we do, but no dates. He doesn't have any tour dates.
I grow weary of your inability to capture me and to inform the public of my presence.
Because you haven't killed anybody yet.
Well,
you're just saying shit.
Well,
I think it's just letters.
It might just be letters, but it's probably best the man isn't heavily armed and on the streets, because it does seem like he might be completely and utterly mentally ill, and there's no better place for the mentally ill than the U.S. penal system, because he's not going to come out worse than ever.
No, certainly not. I certainly won't learn how to do crime better, but I'll tell you what, I'm so sick of my job as a bus driver. I'd rather be the Chinese Zodiac Killer.
Well,
so if we could just find a way to bridge me, and that's why I'm looking to you, like and subscribe, give it up. If you're going to want, you know what I mean? Like, what other kind of killer content you're looking for, you know, show up next month. You're going to find out how many people I killed. You're going to find out whether I killed a fucking, I could have killed a pelican. I killed a pelican last week.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm a dolphin. Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty kind of crazy that a dolphin, very smart, but I just didn't know they had thumbs that they could write a cipher with. Also, I'm sorry, Chinese Zodiac Killer, it's still just the Zodiac Killer. The name's already been taken. You can't just say, I'm the Polish Zodiac Killer. We're not doing that. Because we don't know what the Zodiac Killer, the Zodiac Killer may have been Chinese as well. Who knows? We don't know who it was.
Absolutely. And if you're the Polish Zodiac Killer, you know you're killing by the schedule of the New York Mets.
Absolutely.
That's a funny joke about being Polish.
Well, speaking of just violent
creatures. Have you seen the thing about how in Poland they're doing American cosplay?
No.
It's Polish American cosplay where they, and this week they're doing Ohio. They're doing this thing. Look at this. Because, yeah, American cosplay, it's considered a LARP group, and they do this shit. It's a LARP group that it role plays as America's, and they're doing Ohio. So, show guys smoking. It's just women dressed as pregnant people smoking, people faking getting arrested by the police, a man sitting in a chair beside a sign that says bullshit free zone. Yeah, I'm upset.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
It's a lot of chewing bubble gums, drinking Heineken, and wearing moisturizing face masks.
Well, you know, they do have a good understanding of America, although it's not, Heineken would not be the appropriate drink, I don't think.
I like a Heine.
Yes, I know, but I don't think it's uniquely American. I mean, it's a Dutch company, I believe. I think you got to go to Anheuser-Busch.
I bet you it's hard to get it in town because I think if Bud Light went across the German border, they would set the trucks on fire.
Right. Yeah, that's probably very true.
Live from your grave.
A roast as dark as the night, perfect for fueling the cryptid research and mad ravings required for your podcasting. Don't mind the red eyes, he's just trying to warn you of the bridge.
The bridge.
Finally, from the caffeine-addled brains of Springheel Jack Coffee and Last Podcast on the Left, we bring you Mothman's Red Eye Blend. Yes, delicious Panama beans. Go to lastpodcastmerch.com to order yours today.
My sister is the best gift giver I've ever met of any person. It's Jackie Zabrowski. She shops all year thinking about her family and friends and puts little things aside for their birthdays and Christmases. I have no idea how she does it. I don't know how she do it, but guess what? She always wins Mother's Day, but not this year. I'm coming back. Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? I'm taking the crown. All right, give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. I mean this. We have the Aura frame up in my home. We absolutely love it. I can put photos on it very, very easily through the app. It's fun to do. And the memories keep cycling and I get emotional. And we filled it with pictures of Carmi and Wendy. And that is not sad. That is celebratory. So you should try it. It's honestly a really good product. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code LEFT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Last Podcast on the Left is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it's easy to create a beautiful website all on your terms. You don't want to miss Fluid Engine because if you do, it ain't coming back around. It is a next-generation website design system from Squarespace with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. So let's say, we're doing well so far. We're moving these picks. If you want to move the Judge Reinhold non-clothed edition of a horse picks on the Clydesdale, you can drag it straight to your cart. It's that easy. You also can drag an entire giraffe ride trip for your family. Because daddy gets the back of the head, right? You just drag that from the option menu straight to your cart and don't delete because I'll know if you deleted. I'll know if you did it. Thanks to Squarespace. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/left to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace.com.
Hey, did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S.? They have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. That's one of my favorite things about it. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. Now, personally, I'm in the middle of re-landscaping my yard. I like to do it myself because I called up a landscaper to see how much it cost, and it was absolutely insane. Plus, I love dirt. I love getting my hands in the dirt, and I love planting things myself. And Fast Growing Trees has given me some wonderful plants that I can use. Like, I got this Texas sage. It's purple. I've dug up a whole bunch of horrible bushes and shrubs up in front of my window and in front of my house and put some purple Texas sage up there, and it's going to thrive, and it's going to look real good. And I didn't even have to go to a nursery to buy it. It came to my house. Now, this spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code LEFT at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code LEFT at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code LEFT. Offers valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply.
Also, just a little bit more here on animals. A sheep was sentenced to 3 years in jail for killing a woman.
I think that's a fake story.
No, it's been there's multiple news agencies that have picked it up.
What?
Yes, indeed. According to Police Chief Major Elijah Mabor, he says the ram attacked by hitting her ribs and the old woman died immediately.
It's a ram. How could it be guilty of murder?
Well,
it has no clue.
He says,
what do you do with it?
He says, our role as police is to provide safety and separate fights. The ram was apprehended and is currently.
They put handcuffs on it?
It would be hoof cuffs, yes.
That's the dumbest shit.
Well, not to that woman. He also said the owner is innocent and the ram is the one who perpetrated the crime, so it deserves to be arrested. Then later on the case, it shall be forwarded to the customary court where the case can be handled amicably.
I do from what the ram doesn't even know what's in court.
The animal will now spend 3 years in a military camp in Adul County.
It doesn't know it's being punished.
It'll be in Sudan's Lake States.
It's just a ram. It just knocked the woman. The woman probably was standing too close to the cliff. If she could get knocked over by the ram, why was she so close to the ram?
Well, rams also, much like life, rams come at you fast, and it hit her in the ribs, so that'll kill you.
I know.
But you know,
I know that we strive here.
We
strive here to change. We don't victim blame here.
No, we don't.
But this is this woman's fault.
No, it's the ram's fault. That's why he's got to go to jail for 3 years.
This doesn't also make any sense. Why would you put it in jail? It doesn't understand that it needs to be rehabilitated.
You don't understand how much an animal understands. They're sentient. And animals know when they've been punished, because that's why they look at you like, oh, I'm being punished.
No, they don't, but that's what dogs do, because it's been societally built into them, because they figured out a way to manipulate us, because they've been a part of humankind for so long that they figured out how to keep from being stomped to death,
well,
right? Where a ram has no... SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. Can a ram feel guilt?
Absolutely.
I can't believe how stupid our emails are going to be
They absolutely can. They absolutely can. And then also, you know, rams have helped us with CTE when it comes to, because their brains strong like bull,
yes,
which is ironic because they're rams, but they don't get CTE. I do think they're naturally stupid.
A cushioning underneath the horns model, and we use that for our helmets.
They also have studied the woodpecker, but the woodpecker, it's, you know why it doesn't get CTE when it goes woodpecking?
Why?
Because its tongue goes all around its brain and it holds it like it's a little cocoon of
no
tongue.
Shit.
That's what.
Oh man, are we about to get a fucking see a woodpecker emails too?
I don't think that. No one owns a woodpecker.
We're not supposed to be talking about biology.
This is not about biology. It's about cartoons. This is woodpecker. No.
We're already going to hear it.
I can't feel it.
Fernando's saying he's correct. And Fernando never helps us when it comes to information. Because he likes to watch us hang ourselves.
Yes.
Yes. Or let's talk about humans for a little bit. And something all too human. The chiropractor.
Oh, my goodness.
No, we really need to maybe...
My father and I, we would go to the chiropractor, and I can still feel the bones cracking in my body.
Snapping.
I don't think it really helped, to be honest, but it's controversial.
I believe it's controversial, or it's, you know, it's debated whether or not chiropractic helps, whether, again, we are choosing no sides.
No, because if it helps you, it helps you.
Sure, I do not care.
I just don't like the sound of my bones cracking.
No, I don't either. But it is fun. But every once in a while, like I like when I go to, I went and got a Thai massage, and it was nice because they really crack the hell out of your bones, and I like that.
Yeah.
But they're not wearing a lab coat. It's a tiny Asian woman with her bare feet, and then she walks all along your back. And it's awesome.
And you don't have to sit in that one contraption that like has a little side door if you really get aroused or something.
No, that happened to me. I told you as a little boy, I fell down the flight of stairs trying to get a cake from the, and then I accidentally knocked a disc out of my back when I was like 10, and then man, it was really sad. I had a fat man's injury as a little fat boy
as a 10-year-old.
So a man pleads guilty, which I do appreciate. He pled guilty to murdering a chiropractor who couldn't fix his chronic jaw pain, and he beat him to death, right? But
it's
look
just,
at this mugshot.
The mugshot looks comical.
Because Jackie and I had a conversation about how you never frown as a person. Right. Like you can't see it, but I'm never
like purposely frowning. It's
like an actual frown, like a
right.
No, look at this. If I look at it like this, it looks like I got like a brain injury.
Right. Absolutely. Right?
No one actually frowns. This man it is a freeze frame of rage.
Yes.
It is incredible.
I'm going to
use this. This is a meme I'm going to use. I love his. I get it. I mean, like, I feel it. You have chronic jaw pain. So this guy, Joseph O'Boyle, young guy.
O'Boyle.
Really sad. 22. Really, really sad. And he murdered this Dr. James Sawa. Evidence presented by the prosecutors suggested that the defendant committed the crime in less than a fucking minute.
Jeez.
So 2 days, it was after Halloween 2020. Hard Halloween. Hated the Halloween.
That was a horrible Halloween.
Horrible Halloween. And he went into this doctor's home because I guess this dude decided to do home, like, practice during the before the vaccinated times of COVID, right? And he said he walked in and he said he walked back out. This is according to surveillance footage. He walked in and walked out in under 52 seconds.
This man almost Ted Bundy-esque, the amount of rage that he must have had just because this man couldn't fix his aching jaw. But also, if you're a chiropractor, I think that's one of the few bones you don't crack.
I don't know. So he said he started experiencing jaw pain around April of 2019. And he said
that there wasn't a lot of stuff that long.
No, but he said it came with other issues. He said it was starting to affect his personal life. He was getting, his mental health issues were rising, obviously. His depression was rising, obviously.
Maybe.
He couldn't figure it out because I do understand how chronic pain can fuck with you.
Absolutely.
Entirely.
It's completely and utterly horrible. That's not the problem here. It's the beating death of the doctor.
It's the murder.
I think he went to the wrong doctor.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have gone to a chiropractor.
You don't go to any doctor that is in a man's house. All right? I know that there's no way to tell whether or not a doctor is good or not, but at least at least give me the decency of renting an office. So I know that if it's happening somewhere, I feel like it's official. I don't fucking know.
I agree.
I don't want to be in there looking at pictures of your nana.
No, I don't. I don't think so. I don't think it's very professional.
But he said, obviously, around September of 2020, he was getting appointments with his doctor, and he said it just wasn't working. And then finally, after his last appointment in September, he said, I think that this guy's actually making it worse.
Oh.
And then the guy, O'Boyle, the murderer, was like, I might sue him, and... What do we know about suing? It takes money just to try to sue somebody.
It absolutely is a colossal pain in the ass. It can ruin your freaking life.
So you might want to do this, but then, you know, you're up against a doctor. Doctor's got money. They can pull you into court.
He's a chiropractor.
He's a chiropractor. Man, I fucking know. But then instead of doing that, he walked in there and he said, like, hi, doctor.
Whoa.
And just fucking beat him to death. Real fucking quick.
Apparently, he must have been very angry. And again, this is sort of like the first kill in the Batman with the Riddler that he's eating itself. Because he hit him 3 times with a blunt object, and that's all it took.
He
had 2 skull fractures from the initial attack, and then as he lay on the floor, he was hit several more times in the jaw. Perhaps it was apropos.
Because- but now they're trying to figure out what is the plea here. Because one of the public defenders is saying he's got schizophrenia. They said that he had went off his meds. There's some of that.
All be true, but it's also best that he's not on the streets.
I think that he needs some time in jail. It's just about now trying to find out whether or not he was murdered in the first degree, which it does sound like it. Because if you walk in and out of a place under a minute, you came in to kill a man.
Yeah.
So, I think because there was no build up. There was no like, because that's what they're trying to find out now is that, you know, was there like a pushing match? Was there some kind of like, you know, like, look at my jaw. You take a look at my jaw. Tell me I'm fine. You know,
well, that's like, taking up seconds of time. If it only took under a minute, I don't think there was a lot of communication.
He went too fast. He was a bit hasty.
He really was. And so days later, his father, this is O'Boyle's father, confronted him and it was like, hey, you kill a carpenter lately? And then he was like, no. And then he tried again. And then finally on the second conversation, the defendant admitted to his mother and father what he had done.
Yeah, it was me. Yeah.
Yep. And they,
but my jaw's feeling so much better.
So much better. So maybe there was some truth to all that. So an investigation traced the white Nissan Altima, which is the defendant's escape vehicle.
Yes.
They obtained the search warrant. They got it. And they were like, yep. This is him, man.
He did it again.
Yep.
And honestly, you got to be careful. That's why, like, especially as a chiropractor, you better do what you advertise.
Also, he was, when he was being detained, he leapt at the Ben Salem detective, David Nives. And as the guy was lying there, he struck him multiple times in the head.
I mean, he looks fairly agitated in his mugshot.
Yeah, the guy obviously was, yeah, wow, man, that is a dude. That is a scary dude.
Yes, and, he was very, very upset.
So anyway, we'll probably never discuss him again, but.
No, he's going to go away for a while.
Also,
and then,
if you're a doctor, just say, you know what? I can't help you because you're at the wrong. I'm the wrong doctor.
I can't help you because
I'm
also
an optometrist.
Well, I don't know because they say a lot of times with jaw pain, it could be connected to your neck. Who knows? There's a lot of problems there, man. It's complicated. But also when it comes down to it, like, man, this is why people get into heroin because of chronic pain.
Yep. Neck, back, pussy, and your
and
crack.
Your crack.
Also, an interesting story, maybe to just kind of wrap it up before Hero that combines both.
Oh, no. This is my favorite story of the week.
Without a doubt. I mean, we've been talking about animals and we've been talking about people. And then sometimes a story comes together and gives us both animal and people.
What I love is that they really describe this guy as a lifelong dog lover. This guy named Toko. I love
that name, by the way.
Oh, yeah, Toko is very cute. He, Japanese man, he spent 15 G's on an ultra realistic dog costume so that he can live like an animal. Now, normally we've covered before and we've had some debate about, like, you know, I've seen hypersexual dog costumes.
Yes.
Because right? There's the idea of doggy play, you know, pet master play. And then also straight up the more innocent version of just straight up furries, right? The idea that you dress because, you know, like it's fun for you to dress like a cartoon dog.
You know, I am just out of the kindness of my heart, I'm going to give a lot of the benefit of the doubt. But you know for a fact when those costumes come off, it reeks of cum.
It might. Right, and we know this,
not
we cover
all.
This, but this man wants to be a dog so completely, and I'm going to show you this video, Kissel, so you could see what it's like in movement. It is a super realistic dog costume, and he said he wanted to dress as a collie because a collie is a big enough dog that he felt that he could realistically portray one.
Right.
The word I'm going to use is haunting.
It is quite scary, I have to say. Good work.
Because look, he does that. He makes it wave. That's cute. Right, look, he says, nice to meet you. Look, he can actually kind of see out of it. Look, he can do that. He says, hi, I'm a dog. Welcome. I became a rough collie because I wanted to be an animal. That's one thing that he says here. Sure, you did it. Good work.
It's a great costume, I must admit. And it seems like
he's shitting outside. Is he rolling over on his back? That's cute. Once you rub his belly.
Yeah,
go in there and give it a rub.
He does want
Kissel,
you.
Kissel, come on, give him some scritches, Kissel.
I don't think he doesn't want me to do that.
I think he does. I think that's an open invitation. Look at that. Legs spread wide open.
But does he want another dog to rub his belly or does he
no,
want a person?
No, humans rub a dog's belly. Other dogs don't rub a human. So you need to pet that full grown man inside that hot dog costume, Kissel.
Well, if it would make him happy and I was super hammered.
Oh, it'll
I
make
would
him
do.
Super happy.
I just, did he paint his penis red then?
I haven't seen it yet.
No. So he does do a good job. It's a good dog acting. He's just walking on his knees.
No, it is not remotely comfortable. He has to be squatted inside of it. And he worked with a company called Zepet. He went through various rounds of revisions. Yeah. Toko was heavily involved in design.
And the face,
he is very involved.
It's
an incredible costume.
It is the uncanny valley personified. It's a little scary. And if you saw it walking down the street, you would be like, am I tripping balls?
You'd be like, is that a dog? For a second, you'd be like, is that a dog? And then you'd be like, oh God, no, that's a man in a dog costume.
Yeah, well, either way, we're not doing anything right because his post on the internet got 50,000 likes.
He's better than us at content.
And according to this article in the Daily Mail, it, quote, divided the internet, which I can't believe that.
What? Oh, no, how could it possibly? But that's what, I like one comment that says, being freak, got level, well done. And then everyone said, you spent money on that? Well, at least it's realistic.
I mean, hey, you know what? I'm not going to yuck someone's yum if this is what he wants to do. Again, it's as long as money. He don't go violently hump a series of innocent people.
Again, anything to keep you from killing other people.
That's the thing.
That's what you need to do. But look at how it sits, too. It's very hard because you can kind of tell it's obviously a person and you know it's going to be too big. But it's just like, wowie, wowie, wow. Is that?
I'm trying not to scream. I'm trying to be what you said.
I'm trying to be accepting and be there for this guy and say, well, hey, how you doing? Like, that doesn't make me shudder. You're right. That doesn't make me want to go call my fucking congressman and make you illegal. You're right. I want this to be accepted in a way.
He obviously wants it to be known and he wants people to see him in his little dog suit. And I'm sure that he enjoys it. And I'm sure that he's going to meet somebody who is like, you know what? I want to do the same thing. And then he can have a whole pack.
I love it. And again, it is the very base of it. It's very creative.
Also, when it comes to money, isn't it funny? Because he had to spend 2 million yen, which is only $15,000. So it sounds more expensive.
Well, money works different in other places.
Isn't that interesting? Yes. It's almost like it's a man-made creation.
It's all made up. Yeah.
Okay.
Live from your grave.
Hey, what's up, everyone? How you doing? Ben Kissel here with Henry Zebrowski.
Yeah, it's me, man.
Yeah, bro. Henry Zebrowski is smoking some of that sweet last podcast on the left, babe. So go out there and purchase yourself some. I hope you enjoy it. We have sativa, we have indica, and we have a hybrid. And I have to tell you, from my personal experience, they are wonderful.
Super tasty live resin. You really get the delicious, weedy taste, which is what I like. And yes, three different experiences. You go to your local vape store and get it.
Absolutely. Thank y'all so much for supporting the show. We absolutely love you. Can't wait to see you on the road and get that vape, put it in your brain, and have a good time.
And if you want us at your favorite weed store, give them a call and ask for them by name.
Absolutely.
Last podcast on the left, it's weed.
Hail yourselves, everyone.
Hail Satan.
Boy, Texas Pete is a sauce that allows you to sauce like you mean it. It's what people gather around, it's generosity in its simplest form, and it's a swagger people have who know what's good. Each Texas Pete hot sauce is packed with bold, balanced flavor. This signature tanginess is what makes it a legendary hot sauce that can be used on just about anything. It's been at the center of dinner tables since 1929 and is still heating things up today. You're definitely going to want to try every flavor. The original hot sauce has a famous secret blend of fermented peppers. The hotter hot sauce is 3 times hotter than the original, and not for the faint of heart. Sabor by Texas Pete adds authentic Mexican flavor, and their dust-dry seasoning matches the flavor of the original hot sauce and a flavorful dry rub. Tell you what, the other day I was having myself a good old refried bean burrito, and I wanted a little bit of kick to my morning, so I got myself some Texas Pete Sriracha sauce, and I smothered those refried beans and that cheese and them eggs in a whole bunch of and it started off my day correct. Texas Pete, sauce like you mean it. Visit TexasPete.com and use the store locator to find Texas Pete products as well as purchase sauces and get recipe inspiration. And use the promo code PODCAST24 for 20% off at TexasPete.com.
Shopping for humans is hard, but shopping for your dog is easy thanks to Bark.
because Dog can't give you its opinion. But every month we deliver dogs and treats just for your pup because they deserve to be spoiled. And then the dog shows you what they like. It's incredible. Only I could teach Wendy to use an iPad. She's so resistant. She scratches it up, barks at it, barks at me. But if she could use it, she'd order BarkBox for herself. At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. And for a limited time, we'll double your first box for free. How about that? Wendy loves her little toys. Carmi has become quite a terrorist when it comes to her toys. And she's a murderer. She rips these things up. But, you know, we got some high quality, tough toys from BarkBox. And she absolutely loves them. And our family could not be happier. And if you just want a slice of this joy, you got to go to BarkBox. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/left. That's right. You can sign up now at BarkBox.com/left for this exclusive offer. This ad is now over. Let's go back to petting our dogs. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Yeah, basketball! Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Basketball! You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's all it takes. You got to make the right picks, and it's simple to play. You can make your picks and submit your entry in less than 60 seconds. It's incredible. Prize Picks, it's easy and fun. And if I were you, I would be keeping my eye on that LeBron James, famous basketball player. Is he going to get more rebounds this week, or will it be the next week? Will he get more points this time, or the points will be worse than the last time? All I know is I like his shoes. And I like his outfits that he wears from the bus to the locker room. But I can't pick those. But if I could, I would. Download the app today and use code LEFT for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code LEFT for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Well, speaking of made up, let's do Hero of the Week. This gal, I love.
Speaking of made up,
I love this woman. She's a Christian model.
Wow.
Isn't that powerful?
It is.
But God, he's horny for her.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, God fucked Mary. Fucking, he blew it in the back of her fucking chunks to make sure he made fucking the wizards climb out of her.
Absolutely. She's a Christian OnlyFans superstar. She makes $120 per month. Good for her. And she says that God has directed her to not stop stripping until she's 75.
I tell you what, man, so she's looking good.
She's going to get in that GILF territory.
Oh, yeah, dude. She's looking good. I like
she
it.
Does. She's 46 years old, so she's got a long career ahead of her.
Oh, yeah.
Nita Marie, she's one of the top earners there. She's a busty blonde. And she says, quote, God is guiding me through my OnlyFans career. And he said I should continue creating content until my 70s. And you know, she is a total babe. And she says, to me, sexuality is a huge part of my faith. And goes on, when we experience an orgasm with someone else, we share a small part of how God feels about us. So
you think God? So God's constantly coming, thinking about the atomic bomb.
That's why he made
about
us.
Herpes, thinking about what all the other wonderful things we've done and created.
Well, I am just happy that this woman, she's spreading the good word of Jesus
Absolutely.
Christ, and she's spreading her legs. And I think that's just fantastic. And you know why she believes in Christ?
Why?
For a very rational reason.
Yeah.
She was 9 years old. She had a dream about Jesus. So that's that. So that was why she does that.
Could have been anybody. It just sounds like a guy.
No, I know. It's just something that she chose to. That's one of her choices that she made.
But she says she loves to invite God into the bed with her husband. And then her and her husband and their quote unquote divine creator, when they get together twice a week, it's for the best sex she's ever had. I'm proud of her.
It seems good.
She's anything to get rid of some of the shame and stigma of sexuality.
Absolutely. She believes that the Bible is a little misogynistic, so she likes to change it up a little bit, and this is what she's helping to do. She says, I want to be a GILF. Grandma, I'd like to fuck and empower older women to look and feel good in their own body. She said, I also want to encourage them to have an active sex life. I know that God doesn't want me to retire.
That's incredible.
There you go, Marie, your hero of the week. And hopefully,
hit him up. Hit up Kissel.
I mean, I'm good.
Hit him up. Tell him.
She has a husband and God.
Yeah, God's in there
too. I can't compete. And she says her husband doesn't want me to retire either because he likes the money too much. No shit.
No shit.
No shit. Wow.
Wow. What a hero.
What a hero indeed. Definitely better than that freaking duck.
Yeah, fuck that duck, dude.
Beautiful.
That duck don't know shit, dude. It's a goose.
Beautiful
and
woman.
Stupid, either way. Beautiful. Stupid. People are also saying that geese can be nice. But whatever.
If you have something that they want, and as soon as you no longer do, they will be mean.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
It's like a lot of friends in Los Angeles.
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. This is biohacking experiences. This is really interesting. Ooh. So I have two NFC chip implants and a magnet in my ring finger. I got the first NFC chip at a hacking convention in Vegas for $50. A large bearded man with several tattoos injected it into my hand during a very quick procedure with no anesthetic.
For some reason, I know, you know, I don't like price gouging, but I feel like it needs to be more expensive.
I feel like it too, but it was a part of a convention. So this guy was just
blink, blink, whole blink, line blink, of
okay. whole line of them, right? They said it hurt really bad, but it was over soon. It was like 5 seconds, right? And I got the second chip and the magnet at an awesome piercing shop in LA. The second NFC chip was administered the same way with no anesthetic. The magnet, though, required local anesthetic, and I literally felt nothing. Apparently, they said anybody who says that you can't use anesthetic while putting in one of these body mod things is lying to you.
Okay.
Like, you should be using anesthetic because it keeps you from screaming.
Yeah, it seems to make sense.
Because they cut it up. They created a little meat pocket in her finger. They put it inside of there. And then they said that it took about 10 days for it to be fully healed.
But then what do you get with a magnetic finger?
So this is they do a little bit of a breakdown. As for the why I did this, the chips are really just cool party tricks and fun for side projects. I would compare them to getting a tattoo. It looks cool. I like feeling like a cyborg, and I get attention from it. I also really like using them to deactivate things I build, like a dorm room lock I hacked together while I was at college. My particular chips are not cryptographically strong enough to trust them to lock away real valuables, but those kind of chips do exist. Plus, my second chip lights up red under my skin when it's being read. It does this without a battery and harvests power from the reader itself, which is really interesting.
Okay.
It's like a futuristic thing. The magnet, however, actually does make me feel superhuman. I can feel magnetic and electrical fields like a genuine sixth sense. I see the world in a whole new way. I can locate the fan spinning on my laptop by running my hand over the keyboard, feel the magnetic field generated by my electric toothbrush, pick up screws by touching them. It's great when fixing iPhones. I feel a profound sense of discovery every time I detect something unseen with my new sense. I have suffered no bad side effects, and I even relearned how to rock climb with a simple adjustment to my grip. I love my magnet.
Okay, well, that's fantastic. I don't know what the rock climbing thing has to do with it, but
the thing about a magnet, though, if you do have one in your body, you have to pull it out before you can use an MRI because you'll break the whole machine.
Oh, my God.
But okay. Isn't that fucked up?
It is fucked up. Well, I'm happy that they're happy. That's great. And then they can feel all that stuff that sounds like it would be exceptionally overwhelming. But
it is very, very overwhelming. It's very different. I do have a story. Do you want to hear a story about a horny 420 ghost? Do you want to hear a story about what it's like to date Bob Seger? But the one about dating, about how to date Bob Seger, it seems a little bit, you know, it's because, you know, they said it was nice because he was younger, but he smoked too much weed. So her mom said, her father said, you can't date him anymore. And so she had to leave Bob Seger.
That checks out. Okay, let's go to the other one.
Yeah. So I've sent an email to you guys before about the ghost that lives in my house with me, my roommates. His name is Floyd. He smokes a lot of weed, according to my neighbors who knew him. And he died at the age of 69. Nice.
Nice.
On 420.
Sweet. Nice.
We found this out because one of my roommates is a journalist and did some digging into the property. It started with seeing a figure of a person wearing a brimmed hat. He'd also show up in dreams. We've had friends stay the night with us not saying anything at all about Floyd. Then most of the time our friends would say the next day that they swore that they saw or felt a presence of a man in the room. Hmm. Same description with the brimmed hat, just standing there. No bad vibes, just neutral.
He's Floyd.
He's Floyd,
cool
hanging out.
Yeah.
My roommate and I have felt him touch our hair. He almost always shows up when we were either smoking pot, eating mushrooms, doing drug stuff, and or having sexy times. We're banging, making out with our partners, right?
Checks
we've
out.
Seen him through. We've seen him through the windows, standing outside the front of the house. We've seen him at the end of the hallway. I've seen him while partying with friends, just standing in the smoking circle as if he wanted to join in and hit the blunt. That's nice. Fucking awesome. I get that.
Unless, of course, he can't and then he wants to, and that's purgatory.
And it's yeah, it might be, right? Recently, though, I've been noticing he's been getting stronger. I have what Amber would call bisexual lights in my room that can change different colors. At least three nights a week, he will change the color to something different than what I had on or switch them to the party mode when the lights where the lights flash different colors. There was one night recently where I had the TV on while getting comfy to sleep. I turned off my lights, got under the covers, and 1 minute later, the lights turned back on, but to a different color. Right? I said out loud, no, Floyd, hey, I'm going to sleep.
Going to
I'm
sleep
turning
here.
My lights off.
Come on, Floyd.
I turn them off, and then not even a minute later, my TV paused as if Floyd was like, fine, go to sleep. Right?
No, Floyd, I don't like that, Floyd.
I have also seen a hand-like shape make an indent into my pillow while I was sitting on my bed.
Whoa.
I've been in the shower and watched, literally didn't touch anything, I've watched my shampoo bottle move 2 inches to the side on its own. Could be soap.
Could be soap.
Bad infrastructure.
But who knows?
I watched the switch to one of my lights grow and move about 4 inches as if someone was pushing it. He's getting stronger. We have a small altar with offerings for him in the hallway. Not sure if we should still be putting treasure there for him. It's mostly weed. But he's never given off like an evil energy. I just think that maybe he wants to party and maybe come one last time.
I think that checks out. Also, be careful if you do give him the weed and then you run out of weed. That's his weed.
That's his weed.
So now if you're going to steal
it
from
dead... Don't take it back.
You
can't. Do not take it back.
Because you're fucked.
But what I'll do with like my cheddar goblin is that like I refresh the little... I put a little roach in his mouth like probably every like couple months
sure,
or so.
Very nice of
And
you.
I'll put it in there because it does... And then this year I gave him a raise. Because normally I put money in his little hand, right?
Uh-huh.
And so now I'm discovering what I do is that every time something goes well for me, I make sure he gets a little cut.
Well,
I give him a dollar.
Okay.
It's about the thought.
It's about the thought. And he's a goblin.
Yeah. And he's got this little like and wife there. Cause I tell you how he's got the little bride that Doug, our buddy Doug, sent us. Right. And he sits there right next to him. And it's like, so honestly, Cheddar Goblin's doing great, but I'd never take that weed from him. That's for fucking
sure. Absolutely not. That's the leprechaun.
The leprechaun.
Don't mess with something's gold.
No, man.
All right, well, everyone. Well,
so,
thank
hey,
you for listening.
We're going to say out here. So before we get into the Live Laugh Loves, just before we triple L it, we got a live stream. For our Ryman show at the
that's
Ryman
right.
Auditorium in Nashville, June 18th.
So go to Moment House, www, that stands for World Wide Web. MomentHouse.com/LPOTL. And also on Twitter, they tag the wrong guy.
Yeah, they did. He had some other weird Trump or doctor.
It
not
was
me.
Really weird.
It wasn't good.
We still
have a couple of in-person tickets left. You should come and check us out.
Oh,
if you're in the
so
area,
fun.
If you want to come and see that beautiful theater, if you want to see what our fat looks like jiggling in front of your eyeballs.
Yeah.
Come out. We got Marcus has been passed to do it by his doctor.
Is he doing good?
He's doing good. So we're going to all be together at the Ryman. And if you can't make it, watch us virtually. And that way, you can watch completely in the nude.
In the nude, completely stoned, totally hammered, however you
want to
do it.
Live your life knowing for a fact you want your performance to come to you in your fucking home.
Absolutely.
Right? Be like, hey, I know I can go to auditorium, but over here, I can watch you from my fucking toilet. And then you can laugh. Because you're laughing and laughing.
Yeah.
And the best part is sometimes like I shit the biggest when I smoke my first bowl of the day. That's like when my first biggest shit it is.
Yeah,
kind of
opens the butt a little bit.
And it also helps you laugh, helps you smile.
Yeah.
So you sit on the toilet, smoke a bowl while you're watching it, and you never have to not be shitting. If you want to be shitting, you can actively be shitting if you want. And
oh,
smoke a bowl while you're watching on the toilet. It's great.
When I was a senior in high school, my brothers were all gone. And I put a little TV in the bathroom and I sat there until my legs got numb.
You got to. Yeah. You got to. And then you can love the fact that we brought Ryman to you and you can be part of our historic moment. Because I don't know if we'll ever do this again.
Who knows?
We might.
We might.
Because it
we
is, well, not. We've almost sold out. So.
The Grand Ole Opry, the OG.
It is.
So, all right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for listening. And we'll see you. Don't forget about Psycho Fest in Vegas.
Yeah, Psycho
we're gonna
Fest.
We're just doing a midnight show. It's going to be an hour show. We're just going to do something really crass for you guys.
It's going to be disgusting. Yeah,
it's
we're going to
be fun.
It's going to be, just know, if you're coming to Psycho Fest, it's going to be very different than what we normally do. And it's going to be fucking disgusting.
Because we're performing at midnight. No one will be sober, including us. So
no.
We're just going to keep it dumb and keep it gross.
Yes.
All right, everyone. Thank thank you for listening. Hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Magustalations, everyone.
Hail me, you motherfuckers.
Absolutely.
I'm going to go ride the bidet for another hour.
Go ride the bidet. Be a dog. Do whatever you want to do.
Do what you want to do.
Just don't hurt anybody else.
Please, for the love of
But dogs
Christ.
Don't. That's the nice thing about it. He turned into a dog, and then people. That's dog's man's best friend.
It is cute.
Yeah.
But then hopefully he can maybe make a real friend.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.
What do 8 bags of concrete mix, a cooler full of 30-pound sea bass, and a 10-inch compound miter saw have in common? They're all things that are easier to load in and out of the bed of the new F-150. Thanks to its new available Pro-Access tailgate that's also a swing gate, the new 2024 Ford F-150, tough this smart, can only be called F-150.
Available starting early 2024, Pro-Access tailgate available starting spring 2024, cargo and load capacity limited by weight and weight distribution.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.